Good day, podcast audience. This is the presidential candidate for local president for the National Postal Mailers Union, Local 304, Kenny Hodge, with a five-minute talk trying to persuade, educate, inform you on why I am the best candidate for local president this election. For one, what affects me affects you. I know you were hearing me say quite a bit about the local current local president being retired, but how many of you knew that? You see, we've got bylaws and constitutions that most members have no clue of what I'm talking about. And listen to me, that's okay. It's good that you do know, but it's okay that you don't. But what I do need you to know is that Kenny Hodge knows, and a vote for Kenny Hodge means if I know as your local president, you're going to know also. We talk about a contrast between myself and the current local president. You know, every once in a while, he'll come through your office and he dashes. You know, we've got a current local president who's been in office for quite some time, far too long. So the level of comfort as far as him breezing in and breezing out of an office happens far too consistently. There's members who have no clue of who the local president is. I'm sorry. We're only covering three states, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. Nice bit of territory to cover. But for me to be your local president and you not know who I am in just three states, kind of unacceptable. The way I want to lead. And then when there are times when our current local president will come through the office and not even stop and speak to mail handlers. Now, understand this. I'm not turning this into a negative campaign. I'm just telling you what it is. And I hope, even though it might sound a little negative, am I lying about what I'm saying? Members, can you identify to what I'm saying? I'm simply saying that's not how I'm going to be as local president. Now, when I come make an office visit, I might not be able to have a conversation or shake a hand with every member, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to shake your hands with most of them every visit. Have some conversation. Tell me how your workday is going. Tell me how your union life is going. Let's talk about the quality of your work life. Now, I can't have that conversation with every mail handler, but we're going to have that enough that you're going to continually understand Ken Hodge is for the mail handler. And to the members in Local 304 that are currently contemplating making a mass exodus out of the union, if you're outside of Columbus, Ohio, you may not know me that well yet, but take a chance on me. How about you hold off trying to leave the union and give me one term in office? I guarantee you, I'm going to make you want to stay. Not only am I going to make you want to stay, I'm going to try my best to make you want to get involved in what's going on. See, I believe there's strength in numbers. And as a local president, I take it as part of my responsibilities to occupy or to create events that make members want to participate so that they understand the power and the number. And when I say the power and the number, the more people who get interested and want to take part in union functions, union events, the more people that get to network with other people, mail handlers networking with other mail handlers. Again, we're going to create a vibe in Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky that's going to resound or want to be duplicated in quite a few other locals. But it's going to originate right here because the leader right here being Ken Hodge, see, I see this as this is the way for our unions to regain strength, to regain when we talk to postal management that they should sit up straight and pay attention to what it is we're saying. hey, this is Kenny Hodge. Support me for local president, National Postal Mailers Union 304, and let's take this union. Let's go forward, but let's go forward at a much increased speed.